I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, August 11th. Urbana City Council recently voted to send a data center ban proposal to the November ballot. According to Peak of Ohio, a vote was approved at the August 4th City Council meeting through an emergency ordinance. This allowed the council to skip the three readings rule so it could meet the August 5th filing deadline with the Champaign County Board of Elections. As WYSO previously reported, the proposal was possible through a citizen-led effort. The signatures were turned in on July 14th. Jefferson Township students and families will meet some new staff this week and see other changes in the district. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
The Jefferson Township School District has a new superintendent, Rhonda Welch.
I'm a graduate K-12 of this district, so I'm coming back home.
And since coming home, Welch made several personnel cuts, eliminating her executive assistant, rifting the principals for Blairwood Elementary and for the junior-senior high school, firing the custodial supervisor and the in-house food service team. Welch says these changes were necessary because the district has dwindling funds and was out of state compliance.
Not understanding the process of counting the meals properly, making sure the kids were getting the proper amount of servings, fire drill, tornado drills, not done, evaluations not being completed. So it's also making sure that staff are being professionally developed, and that was not consistently happening either.
Four times since May 2024, voters rejected levies that would have annually generated millions of dollars for daily expenses. According to Welch, new procedures of accountability are in place, new principals have been hired, along with several other new teachers, and the district is contracting with an outside group to provide hot meals. She also urges the community to support her team and its efforts.
That is what I want: relationship, community involvement, and rapport with our kids.
This year, the district expects 250 students. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
It's been 20 years since Ohioans elected a Democrat for governor. Ohio is now considered a solidly red state, but polls have shown the race for governor between Democrat Amy Acton and Republican Vivek Ramaswamy is close. State House correspondent Joe Ingles talked with a longtime political veteran about the dynamics of 2006 compared to now.
Ohio Wesleyan politics and government retired Professor Joe McLean remembers when Democrat Ted Strickland beat Republican Ken Blackwell by 24 points. McLean says there were scandals, economic uncertainty, and unpopular national politics then, like now. She says voters saw Strickland as a change.
I think the voters were angry in 2006 that they weren't being heard and represented. And I think the same now, but I fear that that anger is turning into fatigue.
McLean says there's also the Trump factor, which served Republicans well in the 2026 primary, but might hurt them in the fall, depending on how voters perceive him then. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Start gathering your styrofoam, unwanted electronics, and sensitive documents. Kettering will have its annual shred and recycling event in October, where people can recycle styrofoam and small electronics like laptops, desktop computers, small flat-screen monitors, cell phones, VCRs, and DVD players. People can also bring sensitive paper documents for shredding. The Washington Centerville Public Library will be there to collect hard-to-recycle oral care products. And Waste-Free Dayton will accept items such as plastic gift cards, twist ties, and other hard-to-recycle materials. The Shred and Recycling event will be October 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Solvita parking lot on Fora Boulevard behind the Kettering City Court building. WYSO previously reported an incorrect date for the event. A complete list of items accepted for recycling is on the City of Kettering's website. Strong storms moved through the area this morning, and the threat of strong to severe storms will be with us for at least today. Heavy rains are also possible as a flood watch remains in effect through at least Wednesday. Looks like off and on rain chances will be in the forecast for this week, along with summer-like temperatures. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Mike Fraser.